have an open line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you'd like to talk specifically cabinets, we have Ann Lyons in the studio with us, starting off on either KAZM or KQNA. You can probably even catch it on CAF in Chino Valley. That's that one area of Arizona, man. You could just hit on Steve.
Triangulation.
Rosie. Gordon, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, I was just wondering about how your expert would rate the IKEA brand of kitchen cabinetry with some of the other more popular big box cabinets.
Well, I'm going to save her the uncomfortable position of stepping out here, and I'll step all over it. Look, IKEA cabinets definitely serve a function. And if budget is your primary number one driver for making the purchase decision, you can get a knockdown IKEA cabinet that you put together yourself at home for as cheap as you can buy anything else. Okay? Is it something you can depend on and to rely on for 5 years, 7 years, 10 years? I'm going to tell you it depends completely on how you live in the home and how you care for the cabinets. There is a reason that you can put an IKEA cabinet package together for less money with them than practically anybody else that I know of. And getting that price point, Gordon, you have to make some compromises in quality. I'm not knocking the cabinet. It certainly has a purpose. But when you want to compare it to a nice middle of the line cabinet, what are some of the brand names? Harbor.
Wood Harbor.
Wood Harbor's one. Wellborn Cabinets is one that I really, really like. What are some other popular brands you'd see out there?
Medallion.
Thomasville. You know, those are cabinets that you can upgrade into a plywood. You have a wood veneer grade on. You've got a catalyzed varnish finish on that's going to hold up to your wet hands and your fingernails, and you're not going to develop all those little wear spots on the doors and the kitchen drawers and stuff. So, Gordon, if budget's your number one, I'm not going to tell you don't do IKEA, but if you're looking for a good quality cabinet, I'm going to tell you shop around a little bit. Is that that Romy? What do you think? How many angry phone calls? Is the IKEA attorney going to call me?
He was calling from Chino
Valley. Yeah,
and I don't know. I've never been in it, but I see it on I-10 when I drive to Tucson. You know, IKEA is all the way down in Tempe.
Yes,
South Tempe. It might even be Chandler at that point.
They'll deliver though. They're internet.
Oh,
yeah.
I was just gonna tell Gordon save the trip to South Tempe coming through Phoenix. There's plenty of places he could look around before he drove through that.
Can we jump to Ron in Tucson real quick and take a question off the cabinet topic real quick? Ron in Tucson, good morning. How can we help you, my friend?
Hello, Rosie. Sorry I don't have a cabinet question.
That's okay.
But this will be quick. I have an old adobe house. We've recently done an adobe wall around part of our patio. And part of the old adobe is deteriorating, not a whole lot, but here and there. I wanted to seal it. And my wife said that she heard you one time say there was something better than Thompson's water sealer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Okay. Ron, here's what I want you to do. I've got a good friend who's also a Rosie certified adobe specialist in Tucson. His name is John Shimone. His company's called the Adobe King. Romy, you got that number handy?
I do, and it's right here. 615-2110.
Yeah, when it comes to anything Adobe, John's the first guy I go to. Ron, give John a call. Find out what product. As a matter of fact, if you tell John we talked about him on air, he'll come to your house and do a free consult. He'll let him take a look at the condition of the Dobie. It might give him a better idea of what particular products to recommend. And while he's there, go ahead and get a tutorial from him. Like, okay, John, what tools should I use? And how should I apply this? And what application rate? How many gallons per square foot? And John will do that for free. And then next time I'm in Tucson, I'll have to buy John dinner. But that's okay. I like his company. I always love hearing about all his projects because they're always historical. They're always revolving around something earthy. And people ask me, why would you build an adobe? Why would you build in studs and stucco? Look at Casa Grande ruins. They're only 800 years old, 900 years old. You think some of these frame and stucco homes are going to be around about 800, 900 years? I'm a big believer in adobe. I love adobe. Anything masonry, really, I'm a big fan of. So there you go, Ron, Adobe King in Tucson. He does operate statewide. If you're in an adobe house anywhere in Arizona, you may have to go to the Tucson directory at Rosie on the House to find him. But he does consulting work all across the state for, I understood just recently he was working on helping some people with a rammed earth home as well.
Nice. Yeah. Those are fun.
Yeah, those are fun. More when we get back with Cabinets and Ann Lyons at Rosie on the House.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.